This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
See them at first light after a long night, and see the sky take shape, but I wanna see the stars burn after I had my turn. And oh, you're working so hard, you played your card, supposed to pay.
We go. You can tell we've been away, but we are back. We can edit that bit out, Lucy. It's not like we're live. Sam and Lucy with you. It is 8 o'clock on your Wednesday evening. This is FUBAR Radio. We've been gone away. We used to be on a Sunday, but now on a Wednesday. I hope you're well.
No one's taking you seriously now.
Why?
I don't know why you're bothering.
What do you mean? Why can't
I? Because of what just happened.
I just pressed the button at the same time. It's fine.
You're an idiot.
But also, it's all changing this studio, right? So normally, if I pressed the button and something went wrong, what would happen is straight away, I'd know what I was doing. I knew what I'd pressed. But for a second then, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Because it's completely changed in here, isn't it, since we've last been in?
Well, I mean, oh, I've been different. They have a potted plant now.
Yeah. Oh. Not just, there's two potted plants.
Fancy.
But that's not the reason I pressed the wrong button.
Bit of feng shui. Is that why you pressed the wrong button?
Well, they've
feng
kind shui. Of... there's like a console thing here that you press the buttons on.
Yes.
And it's just got all a bit smaller. When you've got sausage fingers like me, it's just no good.
You need your little delicate hands like mine.
That's a real shame,
I thought you were doing it on purpose, because obviously, as per usual, I'm not allowed to touch or control anything.
What, so you thought I'd play three things over each other
at once? I thought
you
were doing like a weird mashup thing that was meant to be like a representation of like, oh, all of our past mixing together.
No.
I thought that's what you were getting at.
All it was is I pressed, which one is it now? That button. It's not supposed to be that. It's just supposed to be a bit, you know, our bed, our
Betty
music.
Bed.
This is what we say hello to. It's a bit of Madian.
You're a failure.
I'm sorry. We built literally for the last hour, being sat in this studio, like, oh,
looking
are we still going
to
be able to do it? Oh, we've been a while. I think it was November last time me and you did a show.
Yeah.
November. It would have been on a Sunday, because that's where we used to be. Regular listeners of the show will know our old home was 6 till 8 on a Sunday evening. That wasn't really working for me and you, was it, Luce?
Well, not particularly, no.
Because what happens is, you work a long week,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of wind down Friday night,
yep.
go out Saturday night, and then try and come here on a Sunday, or a long weekend. You do a lot of long weekends, don't you?
I do a lot of long weekends. I love a long weekend. And we've just always been knackered on a Sunday night.
So
but now Wednesday night, midweek, perk you guys up, perk us up. It's great.
It just seems to make complete sense to me.
Definitely.
I'm happy to be here. Apart from needing a wee, desperately needing a wee.
I know, yet you're still drinking your drink.
Yeah, I've had
unnamed
coffee,
energy drink.
Water, unnamed energy drink, two of those actually, times two.
It's past your bedtime now, isn't it? Because 6 till 8, that was fine. You'd be back home in bed for 9.
Well, I mean, I'd be on the way home now, wouldn't I?
Exactly, but now, 8 till 10, that's pretty late.
It is quite late.
Does
for
that
me.
Mean the show has to, like, you know, compensate for its lateness? It's got a bit
well,
raunchy.
They could do some kind of, like, wind down thing in the second hour. I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking more like raunchy or like.
Really?
You know, late night. Ooh.
Oh,
edgy.
Not on a Wednesday. No one's doing it on a Wednesday, do they?
Do you not?
Wednesday, midweek, on a you don't do it on a school night.
Hey,
no
Wednesday's just a day, Sam. It's just a day.
It's no, not for me. If I was at home now, because this is the only thing about the Wednesday night that does upset me.
Right, what's that? I knew there'd be something.
School night. So it means what?
You're 22. Grow up.
It doesn't change a thing. If I've got work, if I've got to be up, if my long is off at 7:30 tomorrow, for all intents and purposes. Tonight is a school night.
That's not that early, though.
7:30. No, it used to be earlier.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in a bit.
Oh, we're okay.
Okay, because there's a lot that has changed.
Yes.
It's not awkward,
so
it's
much
fine.
Has changed.
So much has changed.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
you're not wearing a nondescript grey T-shirt for once.
No. In fact, if anything, I
you're wearing a T-shirt that says, off the wall.
Yes.
On it.
Yes.
You get a bit hip there, are you, Sam?
No, it's just, I just like this logo. It's like a skateboard, isn't it?
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
Well, anyone who knows the brand will know exactly what we're talking about.
And if you don't, I don't really care, so.
And we don't even need to kind of beat around the bush, because this isn't the BBC. I can say straight up that I'm wearing a Vans T-shirt now.
And you're drinking Lucozade.
Drinking Lucozade, yeah. And I've got 4 of these exact same T-shirts. These Vans ones.
No, you haven't. You're not Bart Simpson.
But that's what I do, though, as
for
you
God
know. I just buy everything. It's not that I've got a lot of money, because I still buy relatively cheap clothes.
What's
but
wrong with you?
I
thought this
t-shirt.
Was a change. I was like, no more nondescript grey T-shirts. He's going for something different. But no, you've just got a line of Vans T-shirts. Are they all black?
Two blacks, two white, one grey.
Are you joking?
No, and then one blue. All the same style, but just different versions of. And a couple of the same. Because I like this T-shirt so much, I need 2 of it.
You're a moron. You know that, right?
No, because what started to happen, Luce, anyone who's had one of these T-shirts, not just Vans, just plain T-shirt with a print on, you'll know at some point when your mum's washed it a number of times.
It fades. It goes that crinkly kind of thing.
Exactly.
Cracked.
So this one, I've got a new one now, you see, because I don't want that crinkly effect. I just want crisp, new Vans T-shirt. Voila, this is...
For the new slot.
For the
comeback show.
Well, no, I bought this top still thinking we were on a Sunday. It was only last night that we decided we're going to start doing Wednesdays, wasn't it? On a Tuesday night, we thought, right, let's do Wednesdays. Let's make that our new thing.
Oh, thang, yeah.
Oh, thang, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we call it that?
That's right, I said thang.
So this is...
Sorry,
I would call it our Wednesday thang, right? But there's a radio presenter who calls his show his thang.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a big fan of his as well, so it would...
Apologies, I'm clearly not, because I didn't know that. I was just saying thank, because I'm that hip.
No, but
I'm
like
rad.
That. I would have rolled with it, Lucy. But because I can hear his voice in my head, calling his show his thang, his 4 till 7 thang, I can't do it.
all right, it's our Wednesday thing.
It's our Wednesday shindig.
Rubbish. Shindig?
Which, yeah, do you like that?
We're getting worse.
Well, what about our gathering? Because that's what this is.
A gathering. It's you at home.
It's a party, right? Mm. But we have to say it's a gathering to our parents in order for them to allow it to happen.
A few people around. Just like a little gathering. It's not a party.
Because my mum does always wonder what I'm doing, right?
Again, 22. Keep reminding you here. You're 22. You've got your own place in London. What are you on about?
Well, there was an incident.
You're not in Stoke anymore.
It's not my problem. It's my mum's. There was an incident a couple of weeks ago while we've been away. I mean, there's a lot to catch up on, and we'll endeavour.
We'll get to it, don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to get through it in the next two
hours.
It's
not all T-shirt chat.
It's not all T-shirt chat. But one of the things... Now, this wasn't on my agenda to catch up with you, but one of the things that has happened since November is I went rogue.
You went rogue?
I went rogue. Did
you wear a colourful T-shirt?
What was I wearing that night?
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you know what I was wearing? I was wearing a underscript print hoodie that actually had print on it that is all cracked, but it's supposed to be all cracked because it kind of combats the washing machine. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So I went out.
It sounds awful.
And all my friends were like, "How old is that hoodie?" And I said, "No, it comes like this." And they were like,
"See, the
well,
fact
that's
you
clever.
Have to explain that is just awful."
Yeah, but anyway, that doesn't matter.
Right,
what I was wearing.
Sorry, I keep bringing it back to t-shirts.
But I went rogue.
Right.
While I was staying at my mum and dad's house, so I was back in Stoke-on-Trent. I went out to the pub. I didn't come home.
No.
I didn't go home.
Sam.
I know. And there was a search party. There was a Hutt family search party for me. And my mum had been on the phone to my mum. She had my sister
Your
involved.
Mum had been on the phone to your mum?
To my nan. Did I say my mum? Sorry, yeah. Right. So my nan texts me because my mum's been on the phone to her. And your mum's worrying.
What, in case after the pub you thought, oh, I'll pop round to Nana Hutt's?
Well, I don't know. I think my mum just phoned my nan to make her aware that I hadn't come home.
Right.
Because the plan, obviously, on the Saturday was to see my nan. Well, not obviously, but I'm at home. I want to see my nan.
Obviously.
So my mum...
Saturday, nan day, Wednesday.
No, I mean, if I'm visiting home,
it
makes sense to see my nan.
See nan. No, that's good.
So my mum rings my nan on Saturday morning and says, "I know we've got lunch booked in.
Yeah.
But he's gone rogue. We don't know where he is. Last seen at the Bank Corner pub."
This is amazing. You're such a child.
Why? What's...
This is hilarious. Where did you go? Was it a lock-in or did you go clubbing?
No.
Clubbing?
Basically what happened was I had a slumber party with school friends.
And you didn't get permission?
Didn't get permission.
Sam.
So I went out with my friend Michael.
Right.
Just for a catch-up drink.
And then shout out to Michael. Yeah.
Shout out to, yes, Brownie. And me and Brownie went for some drinks. We started in the Mia, and then we bumped into my brother and his friends, who took us to the Bank Corner, and then we just escalated. Really quickly escalated. Then I bumped into an old friend of mine called Lauren Edwards. And Lauren was in
shout
my...
Shout out to Lauren.
Shout out to Lauren.
Oh my gosh.
And Lauren's in my form at school.
What is happening?
She was, anyway. And
we've had months to prepare this show.
What's wrong with this? I think this is good. And then, so Lauren says to me, "Sam..." And this sounds like I've pulled. Far from it, because me and Lauren are old friends.
Yeah, okay,
she
so it's
says,
not like that.
"Where are you and Brownie staying tonight? Because I fancy that we all just hang out together." So I went back to Lauren Edwards' house with Brownie and Lauren's friend, Amber.
Shout out to Amber.
Shout out to Amber. But Amber's new. We didn't go to school with Amber.
Oh, she's new. She's new.
New
to the group.
She's new to the group, yeah.
New to the Stoke Massive.
And I don't think we'll be seeing Amber again somehow.
What did you do to Amber?
I just don't think... We didn't click. Lauren, I got on great with.
Why are you saying this? You don't...
She's not going to be listening.
Sorry, one sec. You do know that we're doing a radio show right now.
Yeah, but Amber's not listening, I can assure you.
I feel like I'm having... You know you have catch-ups every, like, couple of months with those friends that you're like, "Oh, God, I should really see them and catch up and just see what's going on with them."
Yep.
That's what I feel like is happening right now. And I'm looking at my clock and I've made an excuse already that's not true. They're like, "Oh, I've got to go at 5:30 for a doctor's appointment." I feel like that's what's happening.
What do you mean? What
you
was
that story, Sam?
No, there's more.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, go on then.
Well, no, although you've interrupted it now.
Right, so you've been out, you had an impromptu slumber party.
Yes.
Your mum's looking for you everywhere.
Yeah.
Whole family's been alone, even Nana Hutt, who you're already having lunch with, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Saturday, come on. And we went back to Lauren Edwards' house not to do anything untoward. I mean, there was a bit of spooning, right? But that was simply because there was four in a bed. There was four in a double bed. So naturally, you've got to spoon or else it's just not going to work. You've got to all make a decision, a conscious decision. We are all turning on our the right-hand sides.
Yeah,
we're all on our right sides.
I think Sam's having a breakdown.
I'm not having a breakdown. And we all were on our right-hand sides and we watched Shrek.
You watched Shrek?
We had to wait for it to download on Sky Plus. Because I don't know, have you seen this? You have to wait for it to download now onto a Skybox.
Oh no, I have
it.
Seen that. Yeah, I tried
really
to download Stella over Christmas.
You should have tried Shrek.
Took too long.
But we didn't.
We
didn't get through Shrek. And in the morning, I had to lie to my mum and dad about staying at Lauren's where I watched Shrek because I was worried she wouldn't believe me.
That you were just spooning watching Shrek.
Of course she wouldn't.
No.
No. So I said it was at Brownies, and then I ended up going for that meal with my nan. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Can we start again?
I wish.
Okay.
I only wish, but it's live.
It's
so
live.
Thanks for that, mate.
How are you anyway, Luce?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you got anything you want to catch me up on?
Been busy. I just, you know, life is pretty damn busy. Coming up to London to see you again doesn't help.
Well, you kind of suggested this.
Nah, I know, I love it. I love coming here. Been dating still.
Been dating, okay.
Yeah, been lying still. That hasn't changed. Old listeners will know that I'm a compulsive liar.
Yeah.
Awful.
It is
awful
terrible.
Liar. Oh, it's all chronic.
I mean, people...
I don't lie to you.
Oh, well. Yeah, yeah.
There's a few select people I don't lie to. But on the whole, if you know me, I probably lie to you a lot.
And these aren't just little white lies, like...
Oh, no, they're shockers.
For people listening at home, they've probably lied when they've used the butter in the fridge that belonged to their flatmates, like...
I didn't eat the last of your cheese, wasn't me.
Yeah, right? That's a white lie. That's a white lie. What Lucy does is something much worse. That there is depth to these lies, there's detail, and she's lying to people she shouldn't lie to.
I know, really sweet, nice people.
Exactly, you don't even know.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the latest one? Like, this is really embarrassing.
Yeah, let's do it now, I think.
I think
because
now.
I want to get to the dating stuff, but I think that's a separate link. We'll do that at, like, quarter to nine.
We can talk about both our love lives later, but I have got one embarrassing dating lie,
okay.
I said.
Right.
This is awful. I used to have Tinder for a little bit. I have since got rid of it because I don't really like... I don't know. If you do it, fine. Good for you.
Did you get RS
it's just
in
not
your
my
finger?
Cup of tea. No, I did not.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. It's not for my cup of tea. But I was on it. And there was a guy on there.
Okay.
We matched and we chatted a bit.
That's what happens on Tinder.
It was good. It was fine. And we'd been talking for quite a while, but, you know, we tried to meet up. Never really worked. And then, you know, a few weeks went by and we still hadn't met up. And I just got to the point where I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this. Not
right.
Gonna. I had a couple other days. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to leave it. I went to, I was on my campus, my uni campus, and I looked like death. I was wearing jeans and a jumper, which is not my usual look, no makeup, hair was a mess, greasy, I looked disgusting, and I was just going and getting coffee.
Okay, and did he even recognise you? Because...
Right, bear with. I saw him, and I was like, I know that's him.
Okay.
From the few pictures you get on Tinder, because as you all know, you get like 5 pictures.
And I think men are a bit more true to themselves. Is that fair to say?
Well, you don't wear makeup. On the whole, men don't wear makeup and do much with their hair. And I saw him and I was like, that's definitely him. And
okay.
I looked at myself and I was just like, I panicked. Because you know what I get like when I'm in stress situations? I just panic. So I was like, I'm going to go hide in the loo. Which, you know, fine. Went to the loo and I was like, right, I'll wait here. Wait there in a couple minutes. And I was like, he'll definitely be gone now. I came out and I bumped straight into him. And he just went, oh, Lucy. And I went, nope, and walked off.
Oh, my.
What's wrong with me?
Well.
And then I just went, nope, and powered on. It was clearly me, because why would you say that? Why? Because no one would go, nope, not me. No Lucy here. I'm off.
Which sounds like something from a cartoon.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those glasses with the nose and the moustache? Because that is
if I'd had one, I would have put it on.
Because that's like, that's the voice, isn't it?
No Lucy here. See you later, person whose name I don't know. Bye, Ed. I mean, that's not your name. Yeah.
Did you then...
How awful's that?
You'd been messaging him on Tinder, right?
Yeah,
then this
yeah.
incident happened on the uni campus.
And I had since got rid of Tinder. I hadn't been planning to meet up with him. I was just like, no,
okay,
I'm not interested
right.
in all that stuff.
Because that's what I was going to ask. Did you then that night try and speak to him and pretend that you hadn't bumped
into
him?
Well, the hilarious thing is, that night he messaged me and asked me out again.
On Tinder?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he was like, he liked the no makeup look. That's when you're the prettiest.
Shut up.
No, that's a Drake lyric, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
You think I'd recognise a Drake lyric slipped into conversation like that?
That's not, when you're the prettiest. I hope you don't take Drake. It wrong.
Sorry, can I hear you sing that again?
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. It's
that's
Drake.
That's such a beautiful voice,
mate. It's finest work, that.
I don't think I'd ever notice how beautiful your voice is.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I've been told.
It's the at the end, all right?
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. You should take that as a compliment, because he's seen you.
Either that, or he just wanted to see me again to confirm that it was me he'd bumped into and had gone, nope, not me.
He just wanted to, if your voice really was that deep.
No Lucy here. Bye. And I mean, I don't know your name. It was awful. It's true. I need to stop lying. It's a knee-jerk reaction in situations. If I panic, I just lie.
But you're not seeing this guy again.
I don't know.
I think you should give him a go.
He's quite nice.
If he's happy to take you out, having seen you with no makeup and in a hoodie and jeans, which, as you say, isn't your look. That's not you. That's you when you're on a down day.
Well, that's me when I'm really ill.
So if he's willing to take you, snotty nose, pale
hang on,
face.
There was no snotty nose.
Well, I'm assuming you said you were ill.
Yeah, I was a bit ill.
Okay, so blotchy face.
Yeah, fair.
Spotty.
All right.
Hadn't cleaned your teeth.
Yeah, I mean, that's not true,
jeans,
but okay.
They're
not
ripped. One of those horrible hoodies which says which university you go to.
No, it's actually a man's Primark hoodie.
Even worse. And he still asks you out on a date again.
Yeah.
Can we call him up tonight?
No, can we not?
You don't fancy that?
We can't.
Okay, well, I'm only asking.
Well, I mean, it would be great radio. Tell you what, if anyone's listening to this live, prove it. Tweeting, because I know we get a lot of people. Actually, you can catch us on the iTunes podcast as well as FUBAR with the music.
The problem is with the podcast
now. Is that
not
true? Is that a lie?
No, it's very true. But the problem is with the podcast is it starts with me playing three things at once. So anybody who's made it this far, I thank you.
Well done, guys.
And the show doesn't always start that way. Like, sometimes it does. I mean, how many times would you say, 1 out of 10 times it starts badly?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
So that's 1 out of 5.
Yeah, good math.
But on the whole, we normally start with just one thing playing at a time.
Yeah.
And I apologise for what happened. It's because I've got sausage fingers and the studios all change. Like, Lucy here is on a completely different fader.
I know, I saw that.
So that's what I thought would be my first mistake, that I would speak to you and you wouldn't be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that. But I'm all over it. I know which fader you're on now.
Proud of you.
So, as I say, a lot has changed, not just with the studio, but with you, with me. I'm a new person.
Yeah?
It's not my fault. It's been forced upon me, but
so
we'll get to that.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I don't know if we do it now.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
That's exciting.
A lot to fill you in on.
And also a lot new with the show. We've got a lot of new things coming up. We've got a lot of new features and things like that. It's not just the old stuff, but some of the old stuff is saying. And obviously later on, there's going to be a song that all our old listeners will be dying to hear us talk about. I think you know the song I'm on about.
Which one's that?
Oh, I wonder what song it is.
The song.
The Sam and Lucy Show song.
The song that we used to start every single show with.
Exactly.
The song that this time last year I was telling you was going to be a hit. But it was just a SoundCloud thing and not many people knew about it. Two guys, I think from Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
who go by the name of 99 Souls.
Yep, and you played it to me. I loved it. And we were like, this is brilliant. We've got to keep this going. And we said, we're going to keep playing this song until it reaches number one.
That's right. And there was a lot that went on with that track. I mean, you'll hear it in a second, so you know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it samples not only Destiny's Child, but Brandy and Monica as well, which is another like 90s hit. So trying to clear a track that has got two samples that are as yet uncleared. And then there was a bidding war going on for the track because it wasn't signed to any label. So you've got all these labels going, have some money, 99 Souls. We want to sign you. Have some money, 99 Souls. And they're like, hey, mate, I don't know. Who should I go for? That's my Scouse accent.
Impressive.
Okay, so quite good, that, isn't it? And then the label finally signs it. And they're like, hey, yeah, lad, let's go for you. Like, and then the label goes, shit. Sorry for the bad language. But we are allowed to do
it. It's not like you.
No, it's not like me. But I'm just doing... No, this is an impression of a record label...
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean? What do you call it? Like a CEO of Universal Records. I don't know if it's with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or Warner Music.
Or Sony or something.
So he goes, and what would his voice sound like, do you reckon? Warner Music?
Well, I don't know, because in my head, he's like a 1950s journalist editor guy with the cigar, like, I'm gonna blow this off the wall.
Oh, right, okay, so he's that.
What do you mean we haven't got the rights for 99 Souls' track?
Okay.
Yeah?
So he's there. So what do you want for it, 99 Souls? What can I offer you? 100 grand. Okay, well, you got it. You got it, 100 grand. There you are. Take it. So then he's like, what do you mean Destiny's Child and Brandy and Monica want a piece of this?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Okay. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
So what happens was,
yeah,
Beyonce wants a cut, Destiny's Child wants a cut, Monica, Brandy, they all want some money, and eventually a deal is done. 99 Souls, yeah, we're happy with that. The Universal guy, yeah, that'll have to do. Is that any good?
Yep.
And eventually the track comes out in about November, December, but we're off air.
Yep.
We're not doing a show anymore.
We're finally having a break.
We're having a break. Not a Christmas break. A break that was forced upon... Why did we break?
I was tired.
Oh, Lucy was tired, and it was a Sunday night. It didn't suit anybody. We were having roast dinners instead. But this track finally got a release, and we weren't on air to talk about it. It didn't get to number one. It got to top five here in the UK.
Yeah, and it's been a massive hit.
It smashed it.
You'll recognise it now. New listeners will be like, oh yeah, that song. We've been playing this for months, mate.
We have. And as it's the top five, we no longer need to start the show with it. But because we've championed it for so long, and because we've been away for months and months, we had to play it today. 99 Souls, The Girl Is Mine, Destiny's Child, and Brandy.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
So good, isn't it? The 99 Souls. girl is mine. Fubar Radio, 29 minutes past 8 on a Wednesday. It feels very, very weird saying that, because we're used to being on air on a Sunday, Luce.
I think we've covered that.
What do you mean? I feel like we should remind people.
Remind people, we're live now, new slot, 8 to 10 Wednesday.
You know how we only decided to do this?
Last
yesterday.
Night. Yep.
Someone else would have been on air at this time. Mm. So there might be someone out there, a Fubar Radio listener, who's tuning in expecting Peacock and Gamble.
Mm.
You know, not live Peacock and Gamble.
We could be Peacock and Gamble. You're taller than me.
And
slimmer than me.
Yeah.
And I've got long, dark hair.
Right, so...
We are Peacock and Gamble.
Straight away, Peacock and Gamble.
Oh, this is the thing. Do a Dead Gamble impression.
How do I do that? Could is it slightly posh? In comparison to me, it's slightly
in
posh, isn't it?
In comparison to you, posh. Yeah. He's southern, yeah.
Southern, yeah. Okay, that's...
He talks like me, basically.
Yeah.
And Ray's like, oh... This is the thing, I love to Kermit.
He does speak like that, yeah.
It was a good impression for anyone that likes Ray Peacock.
Kind of, yeah, it was alright.
I think it's pretty
good. You have to talk about Warrington and rugby league a lot.
St. Helens! Oh, St. Helens! And he goes more northern when he talks about St. Helens. I do love you, Ray, by the way.
That's natural, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
But if you are tuning in for Peacock and Gamble, or whoever it is, Joey Page, or Johnny and I and Al, perhaps, we apologise. Because you've got us instead.
I don't apologise for that. I should be grateful.
No. What I mean is, I apologise that they haven't found who they wanted to find.
But instead,
exactly. Just imagine that you bumped into us in a pub. And I'm forcing conversation on you. And you're like,
which
for
you
God,
would do. And then, you, and then you'd ask them to go for a slumber party around Amber's house or whatever.
No,
or
it wasn't.
Shrek
it was
and Spoon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lauren. Shrek. Shout out to Lauren. Sorry.
I've seen Shrek in the last couple of weeks, so it wouldn't be Shrek. Perhaps Frozen. Something.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2. Exactly. Anything. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Ice Age. We could do that
Ice
if you fancy
Age.
It.
Bloody hell.
And at the moment, what we're doing is forcing conversation upon you, and you're like, will you ever stop? But if you have a few drinks... Eventually, we might actually start having an enjoyable conversation. Two people, well, now three, me, Lucy, and you at home.
Because I'll come over.
Yeah, exactly.
With a couple of bevvies.
Yeah.
And be like, eh.
Probably try it on.
What?
No, I'm joking.
I hate you.
Oh, well,
right, I want a new co-host. New co-host. Send
new co-host?
In. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm I am the host. In this. Let me remind you.
Sam Lucy.
Sam,
on
sorry. But hang on. What if you just change it to this?
Lucy and Sam on Fubar.
To you.
Very true.
Good
yes.
sir.
Yeah.
Can't believe you just called yourself the main host.
Oh no, it was only because of that jingle. It was just the joke.
Baby joke.
I was just messing around.
With you. God.
No, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, God. Right, Luce, we haven't done this in a while. We are extremely unprepared, but we have a few things prepared. Well, you've got more prepared than me, so I think it's...
I feel like we've got quite a lot coming
have
up.
Have we?
I feel like you're letting the side down.
Yeah, I'm offering nothing, but yeah. I've had a lot going on.
All right, what's been going on for you? You're going to depress us all. Are you going to really bring the mood down?
When we plan to come back, one of the things I did have is I wanted to talk to you about... I wanted to bunk work.
Right.
One of the things I had in mind that I needed to discuss with you, and it's been playing on my mind for a long time, is I just wanted to bunk work.
Yeah.
It's not something I've done since college.
Yeah.
Or you suppose uni you bunk, but at university it's kind of, it's not even bunking.
It's voluntary.
Nobody goes to university, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's like 50% of the time you go. Whereas sixth form college, like if you bunked, like you were in trouble, but people did it. I was one of those people because I thought a better use of my time was to be revising at home and listening to the radio and watching Sky Sports News. So I would bunk then, but I haven't bunked in about 5 years.
Have
now
you not?
22. So 4 years when I was like 18 and I bunked. So I was planning my bunking sesh.
Right.
I had things on my mind.
What were we going to do?
Well, this is what I was going to discuss with you. But things like, I've not seen Making a Murderer. So that was on. That was up there. And that's a whole day of bunking, isn't it?
That hardly sounds like Ferris Bueller's Day Out.
Right, okay.
Well,
that was one of my ideas.
Right.
Another one of my ideas was going for a fry-up.
This is rubbish. This is not worth bunking off for.
Well, this is what I wanted
you
to discuss
like,
with
I don't
you.
Know, go to a water park or something.
What? In January? It was January at the time.
All right. I'd do something fun.
Right, so what would you suggest? This is the conversation I wanted to have.
I don't know. Go ice skating.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Go to a massive indoor Laser Quest area.
Do you know any of these places?
I know a Laser Quest area. Yeah,
where?
In Brighton.
Right, and who do I go with? Because remember,
me.
I'm off on my own. I'm bunking.
I'll bunk with you.
Okay.
Bunk well, off maybe with you.
Maybe.
Bunk off. By the way.
Bunk off.
See, I say bunk off.
Bunk off. Well,
right, I said it too many times.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Well, no, because bunk, like when you say bunk, that I wasn't sure about that.
Bunk.
Like I'll bunk with him makes it sound like you'll share a bed with them.
Yeah, well,
whereas
that's
if
fine.
You say I'll bunk off, you bunk off
right,
school.
Okay, so perhaps we could organise a bunk off.
Semantics. Let's organise a bunk off where we go to Laser Quest.
Although it is now kind of, it's pointless, a bunk off.
Why?
Because... Well, you go to university anyway, and you're a master's student, so you're effectively part-time.
I mean, I'm 9 to 5 every day, but fine.
Okay, but still, come on.
Yeah, all right.
It's university.
It's not a job.
No, I'm not getting at you. What I'm saying is, from what you've told me...
First, you say I'm not a host on this show. You say I'll try and cop off with everyone or whatever you said.
That was a little joke.
And now
joke.
You're
it's
saying
for the radio.
I'm just part-time.
Well, yeah, but from what you've told me, did you go to university today?
No, of course I didn't. I went to the cinema, saw Zoolander.
See, that is what I'm talking about. That sounds like my kind of day.
It was brilliant. I went out for lunch. I did go for a fry off, actually.
Right, this is what I mean. This is why I knew you'd be the person to talk bunking off with.
Well, it's because I lie, don't I?
But since all this has happened, right?
Yeah.
Something terrible has happened, which means I can't bunk off anymore.
Why?
Because every day's a bunk day.
What?
I believe in this thing called law of attraction, where you invite into your life things that you think. So me thinking I want to bunk off,
mm-hmm.
What I've done is got myself redundant.
I'm so sorry.
In the past, when
I
thought...
It's really funny, but I am sorry.
I really want a radio show. It's come to me.
Yeah.
And then this one thought that I was playing with for about a month, which was I need to bunk off work. And then within the month... I got my P45. So that's what's new with me. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So you're unemployed.
Correct.
Yeah, you've still got no time, apparently, to prepare anything for the show, apart from that story about Hannah's house. Shout out to Hannah and watching Shrek.
No, it was Lauren.
Lauren.
No, yeah.
Who's Hannah?
Well,
I don't care. You know what?
No,
don't care.
No, because I do know Hannah, so we can go there if you want. But
don't
I'm sure.
Care.
Right.
Really okay. Couldn't care less, mate.
So Monday was my first day of bunking. But it wasn't bunking.
It's called unemployment, mate.
Yeah, and it's very different,
isn't
it?
Very different.
It's very different.
I've got the moolah to go for a fry up and Laser Quest, have you?
No, it's almost like... Well, applying for jobs is a full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't venture out to the job centre. I did it from my bed.
Yeah.
But it just didn't feel like what I expected a bunk day to feel like.
Well...
I did watch Making a Murderer. I had 2 crumpets for my breakfast. It wasn't a fry up. I then had 2 crumpets for lunch because that was all that was in the house.
I feel really bad now.
No, it's fine. As I say, it was my fault for wishing I could bunk.
Just do a master's, mate.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And then it's bunking
every
all the time.
Every day's bunk day.
You can all bunk off.
We all just go for fry-ups and do Laser Quests all the time.
But this is why I've got nothing for the show, because I just spend my time looking at job websites now. Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Because you've thought of some stuff, right?
There's a few things I want to talk to you about. I'll let you some of the new things we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Today. Yeah, I'll let you know. So one thing I want to talk to you, actually, I went on holiday recently.
Again? Are you ever in this country?
I'm going on holiday next weekend as well.
Right, well, we can talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, this show isn't for you to just brag about where you've been and tell me how much richer you are than me, not in money-wise, in terms of culturally richer.
Just life.
Yeah, I mean...
Just I have a better life than you, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but I don't think this is the place to tell everyone about
it. So you don't want to hear about my trip to Amsterdam?
Well, yes, I mean, that does... Yeah, I only want to hear about it, though, because I feel like you're going to provide content for the show.
All right, I won't talk to you about... Okay, fine, I won't talk to you about all the galleries and museums
and stuff. That's pointless.
But actually, there is something that you'll be interested in,
Go on.
I thought of you when I was out there, and I thought of all you FUBAR listeners, actually, because I was walking down the high street in Amsterdam, and I don't know if anyone's ever been.
Was it the high street?
No.
With people.
A road.
Okay.
I should have said a road, I do apologise. And basically, they have these, because obviously that's like Stag Do Central.
In Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads of people go there.
Like Blackpool?
It's just like Blackpool.
Yeah.
Like, they're identical. And basically, they have these beer trolleys, and it's this big, like, it looks like a milk float, milk cart thing.
Okay.
And someone who works for the company steers it. And then there's a bunch of lads all on stag do's pedalling to make it go.
Yeah, Blackpool.
And then there's a couple of kegs attached to it, and they're all drinking beer.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
I mean, that's what I said, because I was with my family, and they were like, oh, God, it's just so annoying, isn't it?
Jumbos!
And I was like, oh, yeah, that looks amazing. I really want to get on one. I was genuinely just going to jump on one.
But the was there a spare seat?
On one of them, I saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, the groom was all dressed up in a bride's dress. It was brilliant. I thought it looked great.
Right.
Great idea. So they're pedalling around. There are trams going everywhere.
Because it's Amsterdam. And again, like Blackpool.
And I saw a tram clip one of the carts and everything. Which was like, oh my God.
Oh God, what has happened?
Every time one of these trolleys went by, they'd see me, because I was with my sister, my mum, and my sister-in-law, who are all very attractive women.
Right.
And every time they passed us, that you'd just hear a chorus of, way! Woo, woo, that's us, woo! Every time.
Right.
And when they did that, sometimes we'd be like, yay, oh, and stuff like that. And they came past and we were like, oh, another bunch of English lads on tour. And then we had them speaking, and they were definitely all speaking German.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, so the German lads are going, way! What's women in German?
Ja, ja, ja.
Ja, ja, die Women.
No, that's not women in German.
No, well, it is now. But then it kept happening, and then there was French, and then I think I heard Spanish, it might be Portuguese, I wasn't sure.
Ah, si!
Ah, si!
Italians, you'd know straight away, because they have got away with women.
I feel like they'd be too cool, they wouldn't be peddling, they'd just be there.
You'd just smell it. Yeah, you'd just smell this amazing aftershave, and just flowed loads of dark hair.
But there were so many, especially on the Saturday, it was just constant choice, and it just made me think, that is there like... Because I couldn't be less of a lads person, and I mean lads with a Z here.
You could be.
Well, I'm not much
me.
Of a lads. Oh, you are not lads at all.
Yeah.
But I was wondering,
I think you're much more of a lad than me.
Well, than you, but yeah. But I was wondering, is there like a universal lads language? And I'm not talking men here. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying lads. It's like no matter what country you're in,
yep.
If you've got a group of lads, they will just go, way! Lads! Like, exactly.
You are asking the wrong person, but I mean, I know the people you're talking about. I just don't know. I've never been one of those people.
I'm just so curious about this kind of the whole lads thing.
Okay.
It really interests me, because it's like this weird kind of, it's like a secret underground group that,
okay,
but they're really overt and loud, but it's like
some
this
kind of fight club, like, situation.
Yeah, kind of like a fight club which I watched the other day, actually, like an intuition thing. Like, they just know, and then if you two groups of lads meet, there's a bit of a... Doesn't matter the language.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying.
But it's so weird, so they're all speaking the same language, but they don't get on with each other.
Did you see any groups of English lads, English stag do, with the man in the white dress?
Yes.
Did they bump into any French stag do's? I just wonder what happens.
There was two trolleys went past each other.
Yeah.
And the English people went mental and were like, yeah, whoa, 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 mate, yeah, hello,
okay.
Mate, have a good one. And the groom was like, whoa, good luck, mate. And the other trolley was just silent.
Really?
As they went past. And I don't know where that trolley was from. They were completely silent. But the English ones were just like, way.
See, now I just wondered, do they react? Do they all make that same noise? Or do they end up in a scuffle? Because that's the other thing that happens with lads, isn't it?
It's one or the other, isn't it? It's one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
Which, it just baffles me, the whole lads thing. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. You can be walking along with, like, a lovely crepe in Amsterdam. It's all sophisticated and lovely. No matter where you are, you will just hear the cheers.
Oi, oi!
Exactly.
Okay.
Lads.
I'm not the person that can help you with this, Luce.
But I want to learn more about lads.
Right, so what are you suggesting?
I was thinking, right,
go on.
Bear with.
I'm listening.
Maybe each week,
yeah,
we could try and learn a little bit more about lads.
Right, okay.
Lads around the world.
Lads around the world.
And find out what the lads... And bear in mind, I'm not talking about men here. I'm not homogenising a whole gender.
No, you're talking about this
you
culture.
Know, they know. Lad culture.
Yeah.
I would like you, because I feel like you should do this, because you need to learn more than me even.
Okay.
Lads news.
Lucy's lads news, or just
with
lads
two
news.
Zeds. Lads news.
Lads news
each week.
Oi, oi.
What are the lads been up to? What's going on? And I'll let you know what I think about it.
Okay. I have one thing that I've seen in the news this week that a lad has done to impress fellow lads.
Go on then.
No, well, I think we save it for lads news.
Ooh.
This, you've sprung it on me.
I'm really sorry, I haven't prepared you at
but
all.
There's one thing I can do off the top of my head that a lad has done to impress fellow lads.
Lovely.
But there's a couple of websites we can go to, surely, isn't there? Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Right, we can just go to them, I'll look on there, nick their stuff. We can learn what the lads have been up to. Sounds good to me.
Fantastic. But yeah, we've got, it's not just lad stuff I've been thinking about. There's other things. Later on, I'm gonna teach you something, Sam.
Teach me?
We're going to get all cultural.
Okay.
But we'll come to that later.
Right. Well,
and I think you've got a little presentation prepared for me later.
Oh, yes, I have. Right. Well, there's two things that I can offer today.
Fantastic.
Three.
Right.
Right. First thing is, I've got a new game.
Good.
Okay. Next thing is, I've got improvement on an old classic.
Fantastic.
Not game-wise. One of our features called the Naughty Naughties tune.
My favourite.
You love it because it's a chance to play an old record.
Yay!
But all that happens is you say, I've picked this week.
Because I love
it. Here it is. I think we should do something a bit different with it. And I'm adding an element of Jeopardy.
All right, okay.
And also, I'm adding a pack of cards. Everything is improved with a pack of cards.
Of course.
Think about drinking. How often do we do it? Pack of cards out.
Way! Lads.
So we'll do that in a bit as well. In fact, I think we'll do that after the next song. Because I'm excited about this.
All right.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I am excited. I just want to see how it'll go. But yeah, we can improve over the coming weeks.
I was going to say, just bear with us, guys. We're fresh back. We're just excited to see each other. You know, and we're excited that you're all back with us.
Correct.
8 till 10 Wednesday.
Sounds good, that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, the presentation that I have got for you, and I've got a few presentations, like this can be a feature.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about films.
That's true.
But I have a lot of ideas for films.
Oh, God.
So I've got what I think in my head is a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You're more of a film expert than me.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the films.
I watch the films.
You've seen a film today.
I have seen a film
It's
today.
A comedy film, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what you've seen today, Zoolander 2,
yeah,
is the sort of thing that I actually would bother with.
Yes, I know. But nothing. What I wanted to see wasn't on. Spotlight wasn't on at the right time for me to get here in time, unfortunately.
No, understood. That's fine. But I've got a few ideas for rom-coms, specifically at the moment. I'm sure I'll be able to branch out into other genre. But mm-hmm, tonight, I'm going to pitch to you a rom-com.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Okay, I'll tell you who I might have in it. Mm-hmm. I've got actors and actresses' names written down.
You've actually written it down?
Well, it's in my head. But I want to know what you think of it, okay?
All right.
Because you know people as well, don't you?
I'd know some people.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Anything else coming up, or is that it? We covered it.
I think that's enough for now.
Okay. And of course, we'll go on. Is there one more thing?
Oh, there is something else, which actually involves you listeners at home, which somebody's already kindly done the first week for us. It's a little music feature, but we'll talk about that later.
Yes. Okay. And nothing, in terms of music, nothing really changes. We're just going to be playing our favourite new music. Is that about right?
Yeah, as new as possible.
I mean, whenever we say ours, I mean just mine.
Yours, because you don't listen to, you didn't even look at my email.
Like this. Snoop and the Last Shadow Puppets. You know, Miles Cade, Alex Turner. This is called Bad Habits.
Say hi. Knee deep. Should I hold hands? Should we get back down? Should I slow dance? Should I know? Should've known by the way you shine.
The song's finished. Much quicker than everybody expected. The Last Shadow Puppets, that Miles Turner, that Alex Kane with Bad Habits.
I like that one.
It's good. It just ends very abruptly.
Yeah, apologies for that, guys. But it was just a little pause for you to appreciate the good song.
That's it. Every last second of The Last Shadow Puppets. I'm not going to do that radio thing of talking over them. Them two are geniuses.
You want to hear it all.
Just hear it.
That was intentional.
Exactly right. Luce, can you...
Yeah, there's a bit of an echo in here.
Can you go
now.
Shut those doors? Yeah. Because it just doesn't feel right with those doors open. Thank you very much. 8:50 on a Wednesday evening. Sam and Lucy with you here on FUBAR Radio and here every single Wednesday, except next week. Is that right, Luce? Are we not doing a show next week or are we? What's going on?
Don't mean it when I'm not by the mic.
Well, no. Well, you're by the mic now. You can defend yourself.
Well, basically, we are doing a show next week.
That's right.
That is happening. But it's not going to be live because somebody's going to the Brits.
Yes, somebody meaning you.
Somebody meaning me.
Yes.
That, if you didn't get that, somebody's me. I'm going to the Brits.
Are you a songwriter?
Yeah. Are you really? I've written a song.
No, but is it Brit nominated?
Oh, Sam... You're northern.
Thank you.
And you've got a new t-shirt.
It's not that new. So you're not Brit nominated?
I'm not Brit nominated.
Are you a journalist?
I am a journalist.
Are you a journalist that's writing on the Brits?
No.
Are you a pop star that's performing at the Brits?
No.
Makeup artist?
No.
Groupie?
No.
Dancer?
Well, I could be a groupie.
Are you on someone's rider?
No.
No? Are you sure? You're not Justin Bieber's, like, plus one, or...?
Well, I am a plus one.
Okay, but
who... Nearly as cool as Justin Bieber.
Who's plus one are you?
Who's cooler than Justin Bieber? Who's cooler than Adele? Who's cooler than Little Mix?
Ed Sheeran.
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Right, so how has this happened?
My dad is cooler than all the Little Mix put together.
I disagree.
I do like Little Mix, so... Yeah, no, he got 2 VIP tickets to the Brits... And because I'm his favourite child, screw you to my siblings, I'm going to the Brits with him.
Okay. Which is why we won't be doing a show live next week. We will be here.
We'll be there.
What'd you say again?
The show will be on.
Oh, yeah.
8 till 10 Wednesday.
But no one will be listening because, of course, I'll be all watching the Brits and looking out for your ugly mug.
I'll do that all throughout.
Where are you sitting? Are you sitting? Are you like, are you anywhere? Are you on a table?
I haven't got a clue. We're in like a box type thing with a few other people.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Drinks are flowing?
Hopefully.
Free ones?
Yeah, complimentary hotel room after as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. It's all right for some.
Sorted.
And you won't be going uni again the next day, I assume.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
I've got shorthand because I'm a 1960s secretary.
But you're not because the Brits is in London, yeah?
Yeah.
Greenwich at the O2?
Yeah.
Right, and you go to university on the south coast in Brighton.
People commute, we've been through this, people commute Brighton, London every day.
So what time are you going to get up? Thursday morning after the Brits?
You're ruining the Brits, my Brits fun.
You're not going to get to that university
I'm
class.
I'm going on holiday the next day as well.
Right. Do you want to do this now? Where are you going on holiday?
I'm going to Bruges.
Bruges?
Yeah.
An underrated Belgian city, isn't it?
Is it underrated Belgian city? I feel like it's quite rated.
I feel like... Brussels steals all the headlines.
I mean, it does steal all the headlines, but Bruges, yeah, everyone loves Bruges, mainly because of the film, but you know,
what film?
Never been in Bruges.
Moulin Bruges.
Moulin.
Is that it? Because I have seen that film.
I hate that. I hate Moulin Rouge.
Really?
Ewan McGregor at his worst, because I love Ewan McGregor, mainly from Brassed Off.
What's Brassed Off?
Brilliant film with Ewan McGregor in it, obviously.
Really?
About brass bands. But him in Moulin Rouge
about
really
brass
me.
Bands?
Yeah, he's singing Moulin Rouge. This is your song! Oh, it's awful.
Really? I haven't really seen Moulin Rouge because I haven't seen any films.
But In Bruges is a brilliant film.
Brendan and that's Gleeson, why you're heading there?
Well, not because of the film, but I guess that kind of inspired the idea, yeah.
Right, so who's taking you? Why are you going?
Old friend of mine.
Old friend.
Yeah, went to school.
Old friend.
And we're friends again.
Old friend that you're friends again with, right?
And we're going to Bruges.
How's this happened?
He just asked if I wanted to go to Bruges, and I was
doesn't
I
work like
say
that,
no
does
that.
It? Doesn't work like that.
I think you'll find it does.
Lauren Edwards, when I hadn't seen Lauren for 18 months.
Right.
And when we saw each other, she didn't say, Sam, do you fancy going to Prague? She said, do you want to come back to mine to watch Shrek? Which is
okay,
much
yeah,
cheaper.
Okay, yeah, well, the first thing we did was go see Star Wars, sure.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was like, I haven't seen you in 4 years, let's go to Bruges. There was a build-up.
There was a build-up. So how long has it been building up? We need some like romantic music.
Oh no, don't! He's an old friend.
He's an old friend.
I've known him since I was like 11.
Really?
We're going to. I hate you so much.
Now this sounds. No, it sounds
you're
interesting.
Awful. You
no.
are.
Why am I awful?
Are you just? You're filth. You're an innocent holiday to Bruges.
Is it innocent? This is what.
We're gonna go cycling. Oh, we're gonna go. There's a comedy thing on there that I want to go see.
Which I understand because it'll be in Flemish.
It's English comedy night.
Okay.
And there's the music going on. I'm going to see all the old churches and stuff.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Well, just because it's not your kind of thing. It's just because you have no taste.
What did you do 3 days ago? Because if you've rekindled your friendship, let's call it a friendship, with this guy.
Yes.
Okay, what's his name?
Tom.
Tom. Real name or for the sake of air?
Real name.
Real name, right.
But we call him 4D.
It's
4D. We still call him by his 11-year-old nickname. It's like Brownie. Shout out to Brownie.
Shout out Brownie.
Shout out to 4D.
So his name's Tom Ford?
Yeah. Sorry, 4D.
His name is Tom Ford?
Yeah.
Like the fashion designer?
Yes.
How often do you
My first boyfriend was called Tom Ford, and it wasn't that one. It was a different one.
Right.
Fact.
How many times a day do you play that Jay-Z song to him?
Yeah, about 8.
Okay, so has that got old? Because it's a new relationship you've got going on.
It's not a relationship.
No, well, if Fordy's listening, he'll be able to tell us.
It's not a relationship.
Does Fordy know
He's
that?
He's a friend. It's not a relationship.
So why two friends going to Bruges?
Yeah, I'm going to Prague with my friend Fairby in April.
She's your housemate.
So?
What I mean is that's different. You and Fairby have lived together now for nearly 12 months.
Yeah.
You're going to Prague as friends.
We've lived together for nearly 4 years,
actually. You're going to go there, go to the strip clubs, hang out with lads on tour. Lads, because I know that's what you're into.
Like we did, we went to Dublin last year.
Exactly, and like you and your mum did in Amsterdam.
Lads.
You'll hang out with lads, but you're going to Bruges. No one does lads holidays in Bruges. You're going to see the churches. Some romantic meals with some Stella Artois, am I right?
Oh my god.
Am I right?
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
What else are you doing with 4D?
What about your love life, Sam?
Well, huh? we could talk about it if you want to. There's so much going on.
We have so many things that we were going to talk about, and I actually prepared some actual things to talk about that might be good radio. But no, now you've done all that, let's turn it back on you. How's your love life?
It's non-existent, so there's no point in talking about it.
Tell me the truth.
I told you.
When was the last time you had a date?
I don't do dates. I've never been on a date in my life. I wouldn't know how to get a date.
Have you got... Well, all right, let's step it down a few levels. Do you fancy anyone?
Do I fancy anyone?
Do you fancy Brownie or Hannah or Amber?
It was Lauren and Amber.
Lauren and Amber.
No, they're all friends. And unlike you and 4D, we keep it that way.
Oh, he's a friend. He's a friend.
Anyway, are we going to do this new feature that you've just invented before the last song?
I don't know which one. What are you on about?
You want to do lad news.
Lad news. Oh, lads news, yeah.
So I think as you're the laddier of the two of us.
Lad.
Right. Ooh, right. This is it. For this, you become Lucas.
Lucas.
How does Lucas sound?
What?
Well, that's Lucas. There we go. Lucas the lad. He's joining us here in the studio at nearly 9 o'clock.
Good to be here, Sam.
And he's going
to
comment on this lad story that I've got. The only one that has popped up on my newsfeed this week that I can remember. The laddiest of stories, okay?
Yeah, lads.
Lads. Right, Lucas.
I feel a bit like I'm being a bulldog or something.
That's fine. Lucas.
Oh, lads.
Lucas, I'm going to play the lad anthem, okay?
I actually don't know what it's going to be.
You will. You'll know it straight away.
Okay.
Do you know
what?
Right, just
come on, guys, get out of the loo. Come on, it's your song, mate. Get out.
Just like Lucas would, okay?
Another Stella, please, mate. Thanks, great, brilliant. I'll get you the next one. Yeah, it's fine, mate. It's fine. Come on, it's coming.
Hey,
come on, Samuel.
Right, here you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas has joined us.
Break your sister
away. Oh!
Chelsea
right.
Dagger.
Right, we'll just have that rumbling away in the background. The lad's anthem that is Chelsea Dagger. As I present to you, lad news.
Lad news!
I think in the future we'll have a number of lads articles, but not tonight because we're completely unprepared.
Completely.
I'm going to hit you with the headline. Daily Mail's headlines are extremely long.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read
Is
the
this
bar,
the cruelest Valentine's prank ever? Man tricks his girlfriend into thinking he's going to propose as he gets down on one knee to the amusement of other lads.
What a lad! He sounds great, mate. He sounds great. I love him already. He can come join in.
So what happens in this video? I can do this off the top of my head. I've seen the video. I laughed along.
I have also seen the video.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do indeed.
Right, so what I need you to do is channel Lucas.
Oh, okay.
Don't snap out of Lucas, because Lucas needs to rate this lad out of 10. You need to give him so many lad points at the end of this.
When you just said channel Lucas, I genuinely just did the, like a little, oh my God, okay, and I just brushed
my
hair back.
Yeah, that's because you're a thespian, isn't it? You're part of the acting world.
Just about.
You've got a drama GCSE.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
No.
So what do you do all these plays for then?
Shut up.
Right, anyway.
Shut up, mate.
Right, there you go. Lucas
Pack
is
in,
back.
Samuel.
So this video, this lad, I don't know where he's from. He's right. Probably from Ladville.
Ladville.
In Ladsylvain, I don't know.
Good try.
Lad, I tried. It's new, I don't know what I'm doing. So lad, generic lad, I don't know his name. He gets out his lad iPhone and just starts filming. And his girlfriend, his ladette, who's on the sofa, goes, "Oi, what are you doing? Oi, lad, what are you doing?" And he's like, "I've just got something I want to say." And he's acting very well. He looks like he's also got a drama GCSE. I'd imagine below a C, but he's got some kind of GCSE, right? Would you count his GCSE as below a C?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a D at GCSE drama. And he says, "Yeah, ladette, yeah." He acts like he's a bit nervous, doesn't he?
Sounds like a right sap to me.
Yeah, right, okay, this is good, I like it. Lucas, keep going.
Thank you.
And he gets down on one knee.
I am available for acting work.
And his ladette there is in a nice pretty pyjamas-ish Primark job, probably. And he gets on one knee and he says, "Oh, I'm really nervous, I'm crying." And he pulls out a little box, doesn't he?
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
You think you know where
he's
this is going.
He's manned up, he's done it. He's manned up, has he?
He gets a box that looks like it should contain a ring. And can I be honest with you, Lucas?
Yeah.
Neither of them look old enough to be getting married. Is that fair to say?
Judgmental, but we'll go along with it.
Well, I just think that... Why tie yourself down at this age? Anyway, lad gets out a little box, says to Ladette, "I love you, Ladette."
Oh, love was...
And we've been
shout for saying he loves her.
What? Shout out for saying he loves. That's
shock.
Is that
he has to do a shock.
Oh, does he? Okay. Down his drink for saying I love it. Right. Anyway.
Down it for finding love. Because I
Lucas
can't find love.
Like, no, Lucas wouldn't react like that. Lucas would hate.
I feel like he would after a couple of Stellas, and they'd be like, "Lucas, not now, mate."
Yeah.
We're out.
But on the surface, Lucas
he's overcompensating.
He is, yeah, that's what they all do, isn't it?
Anyway, what happens? Anyway, he's down on one knee.
Down on one knee, opens up the box and says,
"Oh,
Ladette, I love you to peace. I want to say this for a long time."
That's nice, that's class.
"This is something I want to ask you."
Oh, hello.
"Will you," opens the box, "make me a cup of tea?" Make me a cup of tea, Ladette? Will you...
I think that's pretty brilliant, that, mate!
To the amusement of all other lads!
Lad! Lad, 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 lad! What a legend! Make him a cup of tea!
Lad has gone viral!
Lads. Oh, what a legend! There was a tea bag in the box as well, weren't there? Fell right out! She weren't happy at all! She went right out there! He can come out with the lads, with me and the lads!
Can he?
Yeah!
Lucas, you're taking him out!
He's coming out with Lucas and the boys!
Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born. dear, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. If I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Anthem, Chelsea Dagger, The Fratellis. We're going to have to play that every week, aren't we, Luce?
Yay!
Do we play every week?
I don't know. Well, we could unless we come up with other lad songs.
Do you want... yeah, if you've got suggestions for lad songs, by the way. Is anything that you can make... what, like Avicii levels? Does that work?
Kind of Avicii, yeah. I always think of... Because I'm thinking, what do they sing like when you're at the football? They sing like, Baby, I Love You. Like, baby, I love you. I've heard lads singing that when they're out and about.
Do they?
Yeah, I've heard lads singing that. I heard that in Amsterdam.
Yo, colo, colo, colo.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right.
No, that is dads. That's not lads.
Well, our dads lads?
Well, possibly. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that will be coming back. Lucas will be coming back. Lad news.
Which I'm sure you're very happy about, that Lucas is coming back.
But do you know the good thing about lad news?
What's that?
Is it's only up from here.
Yeah. You know, can only go up from what we just did.
And that is something we say about the show a lot.
I feel like I need to make up for what I just did to you all. So... I was wondering, Sam.
Go on.
Okay, right. So, basically, we can talk about lad stuff together. Like, what we just chatted about. That's fine.
But we're both out of our depth with that.
Well, that's the thing. We're both out of our depth. But sometimes, and like, when we used to do the show way back when, I'd try and talk to you about politics.
Well, this was a long time ago.
Way back when. We're talking, like, a year ago.
When we were trying to suss out what it is we wanted from this show.
What it was, and apparently it wasn't politics. But I really want to talk to you about, like, big things that are going on in the world, you know, what's going on in news, in politics, stuff like that.
Okay, well, this is good.
And I feel like I can't talk to you about these things. Every time I do, you're just like, well, I don't know. Like, even when we're off air, and I'm like, oh, what do you think of this thing? You're like, hello, what should I think?
Yeah, because my news doesn't really come from the same place as yours does.
Exactly. We're on different levels of news.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
But is that a bad thing? I don't know.
Well, I'm a thinking...
Go on.
I want to talk about big, serious things. You want to talk about, like, I don't know, Celebrity Big Brother and stuff like
that. Well, it's finished now, but...
Well, I didn't even know.
Try the jump.
Exactly.
Keep
that's
up.
That's more your kind of level. So I'm a thinking, I'll get something that I want to talk about.
Right.
And I'm going to dumb it down for Sam.
Right, and this is in an attempt to make me kind of more topical.
More topical, so
more
we can actually, so you understand what's going on, and we can have a conversation
about
it.
Well, there are things going on in the news at the moment that I don't get.
Right, what don't you get?
I'm hoping that you're covering the thing that I don't get.
Okay.
Because a big thing going on, should we be in and out of Europe?
Right, okay.
I've looked at a map. This. We're close enough, aren't we?
I mean, we're close enough. We're not attached.
We're not attached. We're close enough. Which is why there's this thing, are we or aren't we? Am I right?
I mean, I'm just going to correct you already. EU, not Europe. We're still going to be part of Europe.
Well, this is why
that's
I need
that's not going to change. We're going to be in the continent of Europe.
Okay.
But it's whether or not we stay in the EU. And this is something that I'm...
It's big in the news, isn't
huge
it?
Huge in the news. And it's going to be ongoing for months. So this isn't... Okay. You know, you need to know about this for the coming months. Because there's probably going to be a referendum. Well, there's going to have to be, because he promised there would be a referendum. You're going to have to vote on this. And you don't bloody understand it. So I'm thinking...
Well, last time there was a referendum, I didn't need to vote. Because it happened north of the border.
But you are going to vote this time.
I'm registered, I'll vote.
You're going to vote. So I'm thinking, right, the Brexit, as they're calling it.
Sorry?
Does Britain... Brexit.
The Brexit.
Does Britain stay or go?
That sounds like a breakfast biscuit.
It does indeed. I think it is.
Kellogg's, if you're listening.
Does it stay or does it leave the EU, right?
Britain,
you don't understand it.
Well, no.
So we're going to compare it. I'm going to try and compare some of the pros and cons.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some pros and cons so you can make your own mind up.
Right.
I'm going to compare it to Zayn leaving One Direction.
Right, well, obviously I understand that.
Because you're well up to speed on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened nearly a year ago now.
Hey, but stuff's happening now. Pillow Talk's come out.
Yes.
He's doing his own stuff.
Yeah, he's dropped the mallet, hasn't he?
Exactly.
His name's all in capitals. Who would have thought?
Exactly. So I'm going to compare it to that.
Okay.
Okay. So, right. I'm going to start off with the issue of money okay. and trade here.
I feel like we should have some kind of, music
right,
into this.
Right, cue me in.
This is called think music, which is what I need to do, isn't it?
So this is dumbing down for Sam.
Thank you.
Should Britain stay or leave the EU? Comparing it to One Direction's Zayn Malik.
This is from the same person who just played Lucas. Everybody remember?
Thank you, please. Right. I'm so talented and diverse. Right, money. That's the big thing. That's complicated. No one really understands it. Okay, so the con of the money is going to make trade harder, okay?
Okay.
So the bad thing about Zayn...
What does that mean?
Right, the bad thing about Zayn leaving One Direction is immediately all that... Oh, I mean, we'll come to that later.
Okay.
All that money's gone.
All that's...
You know, the One Direction, if they release a new song without him, they're going to make millions off of that. Zayn's not getting that money, is he? Because he's not in it anymore.
He used to have a fifth. Now he's getting 0%.
Exactly.
I understand that. That's
same
easy
for us.
To get.
It would make trade so much harder for us. All the memorabilia they sell.
What, the EU have memorabilia?
No, that's One Direction.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah?
Right.
It makes it a lot harder for us. But some people say the pro is, that it opens up free trade.
Right, I don't understand that.
So, for example, Zayn has gone off and done his own thing. He's released Pillow Talk, and that's going to make him a shed load of money.
And he gets 100% of the profits.
And he gets 100% of that, but that profit is not going to be as much as the One Direction songs, is it?
Oh, right, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Although it's done quite well, Pillow Talk, so
I mean,
don't doubt him.
But, I mean, there's a lot of problems with free trade, but that's way too complicated for me to get into.
But the free trade thing, does this mean he can go off and work with whoever he wants? Like Naughty Boy?
This is the thing, and this will bring me to my next thing. Zayn can now go off and work with whoever he wants. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
He can be like, oh,
I'm gonna
do a thing with, frickin' Adele or someone. I'm gonna make loads of money.
Come on, let's keep it realistic,
right,
Lucy.
Who's a brilliant artist that you could see Zayn working with? Like, a really good artist.
Really
good. Actually good.
That would suit his style.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Okay, right. Not what I was hoping for. I was hoping for someone much better and cooler than that.
Cool. Someone more on... someone current.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, he's so annoying. Right, so he could go up and do... You're so annoying.
Is that not right?
That's someone good.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, my God.
Justin Bieber.
I'll take that.
Okay.
So Zayn now, he's left 1D.
Correct.
He can go off and do something with Justin Bieber. Brilliant. However, the problem with that, he could also do a song with Jedward.
I see what you're saying.
So,
but
that does open us up to more trade with other people, but it also means, and knowing how dodgy and corrupt we can be and other countries, that also might mean we start doing dodgy deals with countries that maybe we shouldn't be doing such dodgy deals with.
I understand what you're
saying. Like a Jedward. We could do a Jedward.
No, but that's our prerogative. Zayn doesn't have to work with Jedward, does he?
Yeah, but he might.
Because what you're...
And you don't know he's not going to.
I see what you're... Are you saying that Justin Bieber may not want to work with Zayn? So then Zayn has got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because he needs to collab with somebody.
Exactly.
And if Jedward's the only option, and they do things dodge,
I think that's very lightweight putting it.
That Vanilla Ice track, it's Dodge.
Right.
So there could be some dodgy dealings, I get it.
Exactly.
I already like this.
Okay.
Even if this sounds crap to listeners, we're keeping this
because I'm
learning. I am learning such a lot.
Right, I'm going to give you one more thing, and this isn't about money and stuff. This is about the social side of it. So Zayn, he was stressed. The pressure of being in One Direction and the touring and all that stuff. It was really getting to him. So he left, and now he can do his own thing. Like Britain, right? We're under the pressures of, like, immigration and stuff like that, rules that the EU put in place. And if we go off, it's be like, nah, we don't have to play by your rules. Sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? Like, for Zayn, it's worked in that way. However...
Go on.
But is Zayn not stronger with One Direction? Is he not better with his team? Oh, is he not better with those people being like, oh, mate, maybe you shouldn't do that. Like, maybe that video is a bit overly produced. You know, maybe you should bring back some of the production on Pillow Talk because it sounds like you're trying to copy Justin Bieber and it's failing. You
okay,
know?
Right.
Britain, we haven't got that. So we could start being horrible and evil. Like, if we haven't got the pressure of the EU on us, like the USA doesn't have a pressure of, like, EU or something. They play by their own rules.
They
do. Therefore, you have a lot of human rights issues there. Minimum wage, okay. Living wage, immigration, you have all those problems. And it's just the same as Zayn. He hasn't got the close-knit support.
There's no Harry Styles saying to him, Zayn, I'm not sure about that line.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I understand.
No Louis. With his lovely charm, telling him what to do.
Although, it's rich coming from Louis.
And we haven't got Germany to be like, Britain. Maybe could you
just
take a few more Syrian migrants, help everyone else out a bit?
I see what you're right. Okay.
So, there's just a few pros and cons. I've tried my best to be as unbiased as I possibly can.
Right, so based on what you've said, I should form a decision on whether we're in or out.
Yeah. Do we go in or out of the EU, and should Zayn Malik be in or out of 1D?
You know that Zayn will get back with One Direction eventually.
Of course he will.
I don't know if the same will happen if Britain decides to leave Europe... European Union.
Yeah.
Right.
So, UN something different.
Yeah. United Nations. I know that.
Yeah.
But different band. What we can compare that to something else next week.
Yeah, definitely.
If we decide to leave EU, will there be some kind of reconciliation and people go, oh, it's just a PR stunt. Look at Britain. They had a couple of hit singles. They got together with Juicy Aziz and now they're back together.
The thing is, if that happens, so Zayn eventually goes back to One Direction,
yeah.
Britain eventually goes back into the EU, it'll be really hard for him to do that, and there'll be a lot of angst and anger against him from leaving them,
right.
And it'll be incredibly complicated, all the contracts they'd have to sign, like, because he'd have his own label going on, he'd have his own stuff, who gets a share of what?
So Zayn's in or out?
So complicated. Zayn is in or out, at least for a long time, until, you know, maybe they're in their late 30s and they do a comeback single. But that's a whole different thing.
So Zayn has got to think to himself, there's pros, there's cons. But do the pros outweigh the cons?
Exactly.
That's why people say that phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, well done.
Right. From what I've heard, I think Zayn should have stayed with One Direction.
Yeah.
And I think we should stay in the EU.
Interesting, good.
However, Zayn is a maverick. He does his own thing. He's a rebel. He likes graffiti art. He smokes, you know, the... things he shouldn't.
Oh dear.
It was on record, wasn't it? I can say that.
Of course you can say that.
Right. Thank you.
I'm not just disapproving of it.
Okay, I'm not saying that politicians do that. I don't know. In their own time, they might. But are we Britain rebels like Zayn is? What do you think?
Should we be rebels if we're playing with the economy and with society? Do you want rebels?
No, I think the safest thing is that we don't. I think we stick
with 1D.
Stay with 1D.
We are stronger together.
Yes.
With One Direction.
That's right. I want Britain to be performing at the Manchester Evening News Arena alongside the EU.
Fantastic!
Rather than playing, I don't know, the O2 on my own.
Do you feel like you've learned something, Sam?
Yes.
Yay!
Because I've got a job interview tomorrow, right? I have to basically pretend
that... Don't say what we just said.
Really? Well, what I could do, the job interview tomorrow is for a news radio station.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of my depth. We all know this, right?
Yeah.
And the idea is I pitch to them what I would do with an hour. So I've got to go in tomorrow and say, this is my top story. Chances are tomorrow, it'll still be the top story, right?
Yeah.
That David Cameron doesn't know what to do. Am I out? Am I in?
Yeah, because he wants to stay, but he's getting pressure from his party to leave.
Is that something like that?
Yeah.
Is that a bit like what Zayn probably had with him in Naughty Boy? Naughty Boy's like, come with me, come with me. Exactly. And he's like, I don't know.
Exactly. Anyway.
So I've got to go into work tomorrow and say, look, this is my idea. This is how I would treat this news story. I'm going to say, I'm going to get Zayn Malik on the phone. Because he's been through this. He can tell Britain what to do.
Exactly. And he can sense? And he can tell him what a mistake it was him leaving 1D.
I don't know if it's a mistake. Well, Pillow Talk's done quite well. It was Billboard number one in the Americas.
Yeah, but it's not good, is it?
Oh, okay, that's down to opinion. But do you know what? Thank you. I have learned something.
I'm glad you've learned.
Can we do that every week?
We can do that every week.
Sounds good to me.
New topic next week.
Play this now. Brand new music from Mike Snow. It's just blown Lucy's ears off. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was very loud.
That really hurt. But I do love this song, actually. There's no phone and no labels to put on to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. No, don't have the right to ask where you go at night. But the waves sit my head to think someone's in your bed. Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit old world, cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene. Knock it a little bit, Genghis Khan. I don't want you to get it on with no. Again, another song that finishes way too soon. Mike Snow's Genghis Khan, new music from them. Nice to have them back. Yeah, you should, if you haven't seen it already, have a look at the video for that, because it is crazy. It's so strange. Really good. Kind of, I think it's meant to be tongue-in-cheek funny, I think. But okay.
Crazy
it's
in a good way?
Odd. Yeah, it involves some weird dancing and this kind of like James Bond-style villain scene, and there's a lot of homoerotic themes going on. It's all very interesting.
So they feature in it themselves? Because Mike Snow isn't a person. Am I right? It's a band.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a person who's lip syncing the whole way along to the song.
Okay, but we don't know if it's frontman Alf Mike Snow.
Someone could let me know because I'm clueless. I just know the I get a little bit
king. It's very catchy.
That's all I know. That's all I know. I know nothing more about that song.
There's a remix going around, right, which obviously just speeds everything up. So he goes, can you imagine that?
No.
That lyric.
Right,
it just works. Works perfectly. We'll play that in weeks to come. But now new music, not from us, right, Luce?
Well, this is the thing. I send Sam, before pretty much every show we do, a list of songs that I want.
That's right.
He just ignores it.
No.
Shush. I'm talking. He ignores me. He just talks over me, plays all his music. Luckily, I quite like the music he's picked this week. But I was thinking, he might not listen to me, but he might listen to you lot. So this is my new music feature. It is Listener Spotted Pick of the Week. And I want to find out your up-and-coming artists, people that you think aren't big enough, people that you think need to be recognised for what they're doing. And this week we've got our first ever Listener Spotted Pick of the Week.
Who's it from then?
It is from Andrew Crouch.
Hi, my name's Andrew Crouch. My favourite artist of the week is Anderson .Paak. He's an artist from the US. He's just released his funk album Malibu, and my favourite track of the album is Heart Don't Stand a Chance.
So we'll play it then. Anderson .Paak.
Oh yeah.
Who have we got to thank for it?
Andrew Crouch, thank you very much. This is Anderson .Paak, Heart Don't Stand a Chance. I hope you like it because I love it.
Catching you staring, be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
Your heart don't stand a chance. I'm waiting for the white flag. It's talking with the blunt in your hand. Hey, won't you pass that? I know in the morning sunlight cover your wounds, but I'm hoping that I look the same as the way you always knew. Baby, of course I flew, but I'm not over what we had. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a
I remember being tumbled around and not being able to.
What's this, Samuel?
This is how it ends. I don't know.
The air was.
I've never heard this before when I've listened to this song.
Must be on the album. I don't. Anyway.
My body.
Well,
spinning around.
It's a little extra from Anderson Park there at the end. I'm assuming that wasn't him talking.
Do you know what we should do? Listen to how way things start and end, shouldn't we, before we put them on the system?
Probably think about that.
Yeah.
Probably put some more effort in.
Yeah.
But you know who did put in effort? Andy Crouch.
Yes, he did.
Thank you very much, Andrew Crouch, for sending that in for the first ever Spotted Pick of the Week. Which was Anderson Park, Heart Don't Stand a Chance. And you liked it.
It's really good, that.
Which are good. Brilliant. A kind of thing, we wouldn't normally play that sort of thing, but I absolutely loved it.
We should play more of it.
Exactly. He's on the system now, Anderson Park. If anybody else wants to get in touch with their Spotted Pick of the Week, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio with your artist and their favourite song, or you can call in live during the show. You could do what you like. You can tweet me at Luciana Gray, tweet him at Sam_Hutt.
That's it. Don't tweet me because I probably won't get back to you.
He won't reply. Just tweet at FUBAR Radio for us. And it can be any genre. It doesn't have to be Sam's music.
Well, this is it.
And it doesn't have to be my da-na-na-na music.
I put myself into a bracket, and do you know what? I think I need to open myself up.
We both need to open ourselves up.
Definitely.
We're pigeonholed. So if you can give us different genres, I think the only thing we're not going to go with is classical. I think that's fair to say Sam wouldn't be up for classical.
Well, is that what we want on Wednesday night here on FUBAR Radio? There's other radio stations doing that.
I get a bit sleepy. So anything but classical, send it in. Your listener spot pick of the week. But thank you very much, Anderson Park and Andrew Crouch. I love that.
It's good. I'm happy we've done that. Very good idea, Lucy.
Thanks. I had an idea.
You should be a presenter and a producer.
I should be, but I'm not allowed to touch the buttons.
No, but that doesn't make you... You can be my producer as I just touch the buttons. That'd suit me perfectly.
Would you rather just talk on your own for 2 hours?
Definitely not. What I mean, my producer...
I'd be interested to see that.
What I mean is you can control what goes into the show. I just press the buttons and speak when I'm spoken to.
I'd be very happy to do that.
Okay.
Right.
From now on, it is your show.
I am now producer, assistant producer, host and co-host.
No, I'll be here to speak with you.
No. I'm only producing it if you show up.
All right, producer, what are we doing
next? The Lucy Show. Well, next, you're scribbling with a biro and a bit of paper, and I don't know what you're doing. You don't normally write things out, so I kind of want to know what's going on.
Yeah, this is
there.
My film idea.
Oh.
So you've got a choice. You can either hear my film idea now and feed back to me.
Yeah.
Or you can do my music feature, which is way less cool than yours.
Well, because mine was super duper cool. I feel like if we do yours now, it'll look really shit. So
okay.
Give me a film idea.
Okay. I've got a jingle for this and everything.
Of course.
Are you ready? Sam's got a film idea. Sam's got a film idea. Film idea, 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 from Sam.
It sounds like you're saying female deer.
Film idea, film idea. Anyway.
Film. Sorry. I made myself laugh. I'm really sorry. You're going to have to talk.
Do it one more time. If I do it one more time.
Listen to yourself. I thought he was saying female deer, like a doe. Doe, a deer, female deer.
Yes, understand.
But then you also then made it sound like something a bit naughty.
Really?
I've got a film idea. I've got a film idea. Film idea, 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 from Sam.
Right, because you were really emphasising the L in film there, it then sounded like feel my dear.
Should we try one more?
Right, one more.
This isn't
film
the
idea.
I do,
it's because you don't say idea, right? You say idea.
Right, let me try.
You're lazy. Come on.
I do actually have an idea at the end of this. Sam's got a film idea.
Idea.
Sam's got a film idea. Idea. Film idea, film idea. Film idea, film idea, film idea from Sam.
I could just say film idea. Carry on, dear.
Right, so Lucy, before I get to my idea, I need to ask you a question.
Ask away.
Do you have a list? A list of five or three people that if they was to say, Luce, shall we go back to mine, that you would say yes no matter what?
Yes.
Okay, who's on your list, please?
Richard Rankin.
Who the hell is he?
Actor. Richard. I'm assuming you want actors.
No.
Oh.
No. Just who in your head is like the perfect person?
Okay, Richard Rankin.
So you know when you and Tom Ford make it official?
Who are you going to say to Tom Ford? Richard Rankin.
Richard Rankin.
Who is, for the listeners at home, he's a Scottish actor. He's been on loads of BBC programmes like Syndicate, Crimson Field. Okay. He's in loads of things.
It's a bit left field, that one.
He's perfect.
Okay.
He is perfection.
All right, okay. That's cool.
I mean, don't... I'm also going to go with... I'm going to throw in a cliche one in here. But also, maybe a curveball. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, no, I think that's nice. That's a good little touch. Benedict, I'm writing these down, you see?
I'm going to give you a massive curveball now.
Okay.
And everyone else is going to be like, what is she on about? She's got all the people in the world, but my flatmate will know this. I'm going to go Josh Widdicombe.
Okay, I don't think anyone was expecting that, were they? Not even Josh. Josh is like, what?
Josh, if you're listening,
can't believe his look.
You're on my list. You are well and truly on my list, Josh Widdicombe.
Okay, so
there's three. There you are. The weirdest three people I could have picked, but it's honesty.
And you've got to stick by those now.
I'm happy to.
Those are the only three people that you could possibly ever cheat on any future boyfriend and girlfriend with, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
So... this list I'm compiling.
I don't know. I might meet Josh one day. He's a comedian. I go to a lot of stand-up gigs.
But you suggest you've got a chance with Josh Widdicombe.
Do you not think I've got a chance with Josh Widdicombe?
Well, this is exactly what my film idea is about.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm hooked, right. Actually.
So, the reason we do that list is because, apparently, I've not been in a relationship where this has happened, but apparently people have a list.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on my top five. If I get the chance to meet those people and that person wants to cop off with me, my wife won't care.
You've got to let me do it.
And my wife also has a list.
Yeah.
Not my wife, I'm speaking hypothetically now.
Hypothetical wife.
The proverbial wife. And on her list, she's got Richard Rankin, Benedict Cumberbatch and Josh Widdicombe. On my list...
sounds funny what you say.
Got David Beckham, Jennifer Aniston and Cheryl Cole.
Is that your
just
list?
Just say. No, should we do my list?
Does I would matter? Love to. Oh, you've got to do your list now.
Right, okay. Probably Emma Willis would be up there.
Really?
She is just perfection.
Okay.
Emma Willis.
Interesting. God, we've picked some weird
Mila
people.
Mila Kunis.
See, that's very mainstream. That, yes. That's your Benedict Cumberbatch.
That is, yeah. Laura Whitmore, do you know her from ITV2?
No, but I TV like presenter. That our lists are actually really quite similar.
Okay, not really, but anyway, that's by the by. Let's get to this film idea, because remember, that's what we're here for. Sam's got a film idea, Sam's got a film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea from Sam.
Film idea.
So, here it is. Movie starts with two relatively unknown people, actors, in the blockbuster game.
I want to picture this. Who's playing those two parts?
Dakota. I don't know her second name.
Dakota Fanning.
From...
War of the Worlds.
Nope. From...
Well, yeah.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh!
What's her name?
Oh, God, this is bad.
That's Dakota, though, isn't it?
Oh, God, what's her name?
It doesn't have to be her, but someone of her level. She's quite a newbie. You need someone that's relatively unknown to play this role.
Okay.
So maybe suggest someone for me. Who would be good? Who's just breaking into the blockbuster world?
I think she sounds like a good shout to me.
Okay.
I like Dakota, and she's big, she's up and coming.
She's up and coming, right?
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. That's who plays my female lead.
All right, picture her.
Picture her. And unlike the conventional rom-com, This film opens with our couple already together.
Happy
Dakota
and together.
Dakota Johnson, and I'm going to need some help with a male lead. I've gone for Jack O'Connell, who is British, but I don't know if he's quite the right fit because he's just a little bit too bad boy for this.
Okay, so you want someone a bit more...
Yeah, who's the...
Could he have, like...
Who's about a boy?
About a boy?
The young lad in About a Boy that's turned out to be a hottie.
Oh, him. Maybe. You need a bigger name.
I don't know if I do.
Maybe like Ryan Gosling?
Let's go Gosling, because he was in my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think Gosling's quite a good shout.
Dakota Johnson and Ryan Gosling.
Right. Happy couple.
Yes.
I'm with you. I've got your setting. Where are we setting this?
We're setting this in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Like many a rom-com, it is either set in New York or Los Angeles, and the two leads play kind of bit parts in the media world.
Okay.
So I've got Dakota Johnson as a runner on something like, I don't know, the Today programme. Is that is that in America?
Yeah.
Or maybe she works on James Corden's show.
Yeah.
Or...
So a ridiculously cool job. And
a ridiculously cool
that
job.
That pays terrible, but they have an amazing flat.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But she's a bit part in that world, okay?
Uh-huh.
Ryan Gosling. He... Yeah, I'm not sure about him. I think
Carpenter.
He works in... Go on, that's nice, because that's a bit curveball. Because I was going to go something in the media world as well.
No, too cliche. You don't want two medias. You want something that he's doing, like, a normal job. Carpenter gives you the opportunity to have him in a vest and stuff, being all sweaty.
Perfect.
There you are. I think about these things, Sam.
Right, so you've got Gosling, Carpentry, Dakota. She works on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Brilliant. This is sounding so cheesy so far. Carry on.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so opening scenes are having a lot of fun. There's, just... playing music, they're probably playing some cool indie song, and it looks like 500 Days of Summer, and there's lots of laughing, lots of smiling, meals out, kissing, smooching, what else you
do? But they're still having fun, like they're still laughing, like it's the passion's
completely,
still there.
The passion is definitely still there. And then maybe about 5 minutes in, we cut to a scene on a night out.
Interesting.
They're on a double date. I don't know who's playing the other couple.
Kooky, funny best friends.
Kooky, funny best friends. Who would be good?
Like Jonah Hill.
Definitely Jonah Hill. That is spot on. Right, Jonah Hill.
And then who's Jonah Hill going out with?
I know. I've got it.
Who?
Her from Fat Amy.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson is going out with Jonah Hill. Do you like this so far?
I mean, I would watch this film.
Right. So at the table, Rebel in her voice goes...
What's you can do an Australian
I'm gonna
accent.
Try to.
Go on then.
Guys, who's in your top five? Me and Jonah have this top five thing, and he's allowed to do it with anybody he wants, but I've also got my top five as well.
And they have hilarious top fives with people that you would never expect
She's
to be
like,
on there.
I
she says like,
love
Donald Trump.
Perfect. So Rebel Wilson wants it with Donald Trump. Jonah Hill has suggested Susan Boyle. And then we cut to Dakota Johnson and Ryan Gosling. And Rebel's like, Dakota, who did you pick? And she has then got to say who's in her top five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bearing in mind the world she works in.
Mm-hmm.
Gosling also picks his top five. So we'll go with Dakota Johnson's first. She says, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, and Charlie Sheen. And everyone's like, Dakota, Charlie Sheen. But it's a curveball.
Curveball, you've got to have the last one as the curveball.
Remember, it's a comedy.
You've got to have your Josh Whittaker at the end.
Exactly. And then Gosling's like, oh, I don't really know. Lana Del Rey, Rachel McAdams, and Jennifer Aniston.
Nice.
Okay. I pause there. Sorry, is this on?
He's getting a bit excited. Sorry, God. He's really into this film idea.
Do you get it? It's good though so far.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm
right,
not
okay.
Stupid.
Okay. Yeah, but it's good so far, right?
I would like to watch it.
Thank you.
So what happens?
So the list is set out. Okay.
Yeah.
Movie rumbles on.
Is Josh Whittaker in this film?
No. He can be. He can play a bit part.
Can he be a bit
part? He's not a lead role.
Can he work in the carpenter place with Ryan Gosling
and
be really haphazard and clumsy?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. So cut to the scene the next day. Gosling's got a hangover, working at some fancy house doing the carpentry. He says, how was your night last night? And Josh says, because he works with Ryan, he's like, oh yeah, we did this top three thing. And Josh was like, oh, who's in your top three? They repeated it. And, of course, you know where the movie's about to go. Ryan Gosling gets a job working at a massive house in LA. Mm-hmm. He gets told it's a movie star. He doesn't know who it is. Okay, I'll leave it there for now. Cut to Dakota's scene, right? She's working on the Ellen DeGeneres.
She's got to go look after one of the guests that's coming on the show.
Yeah.
And they end up, she has to drive them somewhere on a long cut, like, or they need a lift to the station or something.
I think we're jumping too far ahead.
Do you think?
Well, I mean, we've got not much of the show left.
I was going to say, I think...
But in the film...
I'm with
okay,
you.
Okay, there's been...
It'll be paced better in the film.
It will be paced
much
better.
But I really
don't
want you to describe the whole film scene by scene.
Okay, scene by scene. Now, I understood, because I'm sure Rebel Wilson and Jonah Hill will come back into it at some point as well.
Oh, they'll have to.
They're there. They're a constant. But basically, what happens is Dakota ends up with Ashton Kutcher on her show, on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher plays himself, Ellen DeGeneres plays herself because she's in the celebrity world. Does that make sense?
I've got you.
And Ashton Kutcher makes a move for Dakota, Dakota Johnson. While all this has been going on, Dakota and Gosling aren't getting on too well.
It's getting a bit tense.
It's getting a bit tense, although it was really quite nice at the start.
There's a scene where Ryan and Jonah are at the bar and he's like, oh, mate.
I just don't know if she's into me anymore.
Anyway, this has gone on far long enough, Sam. Round it up. What happened?
Oh, really? I've still got more with this.
Have you seen the time?
Well, I think people are enjoying this, aren't they?
Well, we don't know.
Netflix are listening. Amazon are about to outbid Netflix for this. But anyway.
What happens?
Ryan's like... Oh, she's not really doing it for me in the bedroom, maybe. She's like, oh, he doesn't give me the love and attention I need.
Do they sleep with the people off their list?
This is it. Ryan Gosling is doing carpentry in Jennifer Aniston's house. She does the flirty thing that you often see her do in films. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what do I do. She's on my list. The coach said I could. She comes into contact with Ashton Kutcher, gets asked out in the green room on Ellen DeGeneres' show. They're both put in that position. What do we do?
Interesting. I am hooked. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm happy to back you.
Hilarity ensues.
How much do you need for this film? What's your budget?
Money-wise?
Yeah, what do you need?
I haven't even told you the ending yet.
No, you can't tell me the ending.
Okay. All right. But I don't know. What's this? Couple of mil? What, 30 mil?
Yeah, 30 mil.
30 mil, yeah?
I'll give you 30 mil.
Okay, thank you.
If you can get Josh Widdicombe on board...
Yeah, but he's not going to cost much, is he?
I'll give you 30 mil.
Okay, so Josh Widdicombe is on board.
Good.
£20,000, probably. I think that's fair for Josh.
20 grand?
Don't you think?
That's really low.
Is it?
For an actor in a big film like that.
He's not playing a big part, remember?
No, but still grand's really low.
Yeah, but like Josh. Have you seen Josh? Got a low budget, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, he's happy to be there, Josh
Widdicombe.
I'm happy
to back you and give you 30 million.
Thank you.
If there is a chance I can be set up on a date with Josh Widdicombe.
Well, you might be an extra as well. Perhaps.
Oh, okay. Can I come in and buy it? Like, go in the carpenters and be like,
yeah, perhaps you work in the DIY store.
I need a thing.
Yeah. So you're there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How is this sounding so far?
I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I thought it was going to be rubbish. I thought I was going to scathe it. I'm not sure it's going to be a critically acclaimed film.
No, but that's not what it's about.
It's following a cliche plot. But I think if you get Jonah and Rebel on board.
Yeah. Gosling.
I think they're kind of the keys to... Because you need the sparkle of the humour.
Yes, definitely.
Gosling and Dakota...
This is a rom-com. They're quite dry.
But
we need those characters,
I think. But if you've got Rebel and Jonah in there, and Josh, obviously...
Yeah.
Bringing in the humour...
Okay.
And maybe Josh is on, I don't know, Rebel's list.
Well, perhaps.
And her list is just that guy from Your Carpenters.
Oh, right.
Because he's not famous in it, is he?
No.
He's not stand-up comedian Josh Widdicombe. Working
in
the carpenters in LA.
He's carpenter number two.
Right. I like it. You're not going to get many, you know, Kermode's not going to give you a Kermode award for that. You're not going to win any Oscars. But you know what? You're going to make money. You're going to make people smart.
Exactly.
And it's going to be on Netflix forever.
Hang on. You haven't listened to the end.
Oh, for God's sake. Well,
there's
it's
more.
Nearly the end of the bloody show and we've still got
because
two features
Ryan
to get through.
Ryan Gosling realises that Jennifer Aniston is crazy. Dakota Johnson realises that Ashton Kutcher is crazy because they're both big stars.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the film, Gosling and Dakota get back together.
Aww.
And everybody believes in love again.
I mean, that is adorable.
Don't you think that's nice?
Sounds
lovely. Although that these megastars are on their list, mm-hmm. they can come back together and love each other, who are just regular people, a carpenter and a runner.
Are you alright, hon?
I don't know, you're quite passionate. I think this sounds like a great film.
Well, I tweet Netflix.
Tweet Netflix.
And link to this show.
Right, but I don't have the actors involved yet.
And just
should
say,
I write it up?
This is our plan.
Do you know anybody who can get sort me out with this?
No.
No?
Nope, I do not.
Okay.
Otherwise, well, I'd be doing it myself.
I thought that's kind of
I'd
the
steal
point
your
of this.
Idea. I can give you advice. I can give you critical advice. I mean, like, the cinematography in this so far, you haven't mentioned that once.
Because you didn't give me a chance. You started talking about you and Josh Widdicombe.
Oh, Josh Widdicombe.
This is what I mean.
I love
You've
him
not
so
helped
much.
At all.
I just love him. I got this
pain. New music from KTB now. I got this pain, but I just can't be through with it. I can't let go, so you just take the best of me. I can't let go, 'cause I don't know who else to be. Who am I if I can't love you?
I know that you be loving somebody new, yeah. Well, that's the word around town,
so
yeah. And I don't even know what I'm supposed to do now. But you are holding me down,
don't
care. 'Cause I see the look in your eyes, baby. I just speak a lot of the words lately. Something's telling me that I should still be fighting for you. Oh, yeah.
Who am I if I ain't loving you?
Music from KTB, Craig David, and Major Lazer. Who would have thought it? The
like
Power Three.
I feel like we're underwater.
What, the whole way through that record?
No, just the end when it's like that.
Not a fan then?
Eh.
It's alright, isn't it?
I like Major Lazer, they're alright.
Yeah, they're alright. They're good. Not a fan of Craig?
Not particularly.
Fully back. That's something that's happened since we've been away.
Craig David. Craig. Hello, Craig. He's back.
He's back.
His
very
name's
much
Craig.
So. Craig David. Yeah, what's one Craig?
It's a funny name.
It's not bad.
It's like Keith.
What you need to remember.
I'm not saying bad. Funny.
In 1999,
Craig
would have been bang on, wouldn't it?
Craig.
It would have been like the Noah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
What
now
Noah is
Noah,
now.
Noah, Jacob.
Jacob's in, is it?
Jacob's in.
Ooh,
that's what all the
okay.
little babies being called.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because my brother's having a baby. We've been brainstorming. We were brainstorming boys' names, but now it's going
to
be a girl.
So if you had to look up what the most popular names are.
Yeah.
Go on then. So what's up there?
Oliver. I think it was like.
That's a classic though, isn't
we
it?
We looked up the ones that were like new
okay.
to the most popular list. And it was Jacob, Luca, Luca. Yeah, okay.
Luca. That's
Noah. Kit.
Kit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Because that you don't hear many kits, but that's coming back, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was Craig of 1999. Yeah, Craig, Darren, Steve, Dave.
I think Steve and Dave are timeless.
So Craig, David thought, what are the current names? Right, I'll go.
Aaron.
Aaron, spot on. Mm-hmm. Craig, David. Just worked.
It does work very well. You know what hasn't worked very well?
Go on.
You.
Go on.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can I be completely honest with you? I'm only honest when the mic's up. You seem annoyed.
Well, basically, it's 5 to 10.
Yeah.
The show now, Wednesday, 8 to 10, live every week.
Nearly over.
And I feel like I actually tried some things this week. Spotted pick of the week. Thank you very much to Andrew Crouch. That's going to be coming back next week.
Is this serious now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumbing Down for Sam. Did that. Taught you all about the EU and Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
That's coming back next week.
Okay.
What else have I done? Lads news. Lads. Yeah. Luca. Yeah, lads.
That didn't work that well.
Okay, fine. It wasn't great, but it's coming back next week and it's going to be better, bigger and stronger. What have you done?
I pitched a film idea.
Yeah, which took about half an hour. And it's, you know what, mate? I think it's a bit cliche.
The idea...
You need to try harder.
All right. I mean, I've got other ideas.
It's a bit of a has-been. No.
No.
I mean, you can try again next week. I'm giving you one more chance to make it better than that.
Thank you.
Because that was disappointing.
Right.
And that's it. That's what
I've got. I've got a game that we didn't get to.
Didn't even get to it. You've just been shuffling a pack of cards for the past 2 hours.
I've got a card thing we were going to get to. I've got a game that involves the Daily Mail.
We're going to have to wait till next week now, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's not my fault. I just feel like 2 hours isn't enough. It's better this way than us having to fill, isn't it?
All of that aside.
Okay.
It's good to be back, mate.
It is good to be back.
And it's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. Should we go to the pub? Have a drink?
No.
No. Okay. We won't be back next Wednesday.
Live.
No, I'm just being honest, Luce.
Oh, for God's
sake. Me and Lucy will be recording a show on Tuesday. You can hear it Wednesday because she's at the Brits.
Brits, yay! Hello, Bieber. Love me. Do you reckon Bieber will love me?
No.
No.
Okay.
What if I put them on my list?
Maybe.
I will. I will potentially knock Josh Widdicombe off my list if it means I can get with Bieber.
Really?
Nah, I love Josh Widdicombe. I'm joking.
Right. See you all next week, 8 till 10. Me and Luce back again. Nice one, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, mate.
I'll be better next week. I promise.
You better be.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. Couldn't get enough. It was a rush, but I gave it up. It was a crush. Now I might have wanna say too much, but that's all it was, so I gave it up. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if it was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Now I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning. Kept saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing went bust, so I gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff. I'm just better off without them cuffs. Yeah, the sun won't set on us. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Giving me rush. Had one chance to make me blush. Second time is one to live.